we're ready to get going on what I think is one of our premier panels, or one of the most interesting. And so thank you. So we have two really great speakers on the post-Dobbs issues. We have Adam Lawton, who's at Greenberg Tartan, and then we have Dr. Judy Levinson, who is in the Department of Obstetrics. Nope.
I'd rather actually not be affiliated.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I promise.
Okay. No, that's perfectly fine. One of the things that's interesting about Adam is that in addition to his work at Greenberg Tartan, is that he, during the spring of 2023 semester, he taught the course on reproductive rights at the University of Houston Law Center. And then Dr. Levinson, she's here today because she is one of two obstetrician gynecologists among the other 22 plaintiffs in the lawsuit for the Zorosky versus State of Texas, which requests clarification of the medical exception in the current abortion laws in Texas. So I think this will be super fascinating. So thank you.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be here and excited to talk about this topic. Just to illustrate, let's see if I can get this to actually move. There we go. Perhaps not. Thank you. So just to illustrate how much the law on this topic has changed in the past couple of years, Kathy mentioned that I taught reproductive rights at University of Houston Law Center in spring 2023. When they first approached me a couple years ago and invited me to do that, they said, okay, you can do this spring 2022, fall 2022, or spring 2023. And being a natural procrastinator, I said, oh, let's push down as far as I can go, spring 2023, which is great because if I taught in spring 2022, everything that I taught my students would have become immediately invalid almost as soon as they turned in their final exam. If I had taught in fall 2022, I would have been without a casebook because it literally did not exist. In spring 2023, U of H was asking for a syllabus, and I was like contacting the Westlaw people and begging them for PDF page proofs just so I could put a syllabus together. So this law is rapidly changing. You'll see here, we're going to go set kind of a blistering pace here at the beginning with our first couple of slides and then slow down when we really talk about the meat of the presentation when it comes to the kinds of challenges that providers are facing. So just as a disclaimer, Kathy mentioned Dr. Levison's status as one of the plaintiffs, but you know, I don't represent that group. Dr. Levinson's not representing that group of plaintiffs, not representing any institution, any client, and we're just speaking on this for general educational purposes for this meeting. So we're going to go very quickly over sort of what the law was before Dobbs, then focus particularly on the Zorosky and Cox cases from here in Texas, and then finish talking about challenges for providers. Now, like I said, we're going to set kind of a blistering pace here at the beginning, go through some of the first two sections pretty quickly. If you're one of those people who are like, man, I'd really love to know more about that history and background, I refer you to the paper that we submitted in addition to the slides. We spend a lot more time on the history and background in the paper and a lot less time on the provider stuff, and we're kind of going to do the opposite in our presentation. So if you see the presentation and you read the paper, you'll be totally fine. So the law pre-Dobbs, if you went to law school any time in the past, 25 years, this is the law that you learned. It's actually remarkable when you go back and look at it like I did when I was preparing for that class. how much of this law comes out of Texas. Not Roe is a Texas case.